G20 Summit officially begins, and reggae music finally gets the recognition it deserves. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Friday, November 30th. The leaders of the world's biggest economies are in Argentina for a two-day G20 summit. It's being viewed as one of the most important G20s ever had. There will be a strong focus on a faltering world economy brought on by the US-China trade war, a faltering earth brought on by climate change, and mounting pressure to hold Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman accountable for the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Donald Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to lying to Congress regarding the Russian probe. He also admitted to a federal court he lied about work that he did on a Trump real estate deal in Moscow. In exchange for a lighter sentence, Cohen could provide crucial information to prosecutors investigating whether Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he discussed the possibility of a Turkish mediation to resolve tensions between Russia and Ukraine over a phone call. Turkey does not want any escalation in the conflict, which could bring further instability to the region. But after the phone call, Russia deployed an S-400 anti-aircraft missile system in Crimea. Ukraine accuses Russia of trying to annex it and urges NATO to send warships to the Black Sea. The trial of racist James Fields begins in Virginia. Fields plowed his car into a crowd of anti-racism protesters during a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville last year. 32-year-old Heather Heyer was killed during the incident. A prosecutor told jurors the 21-year-old had every intention to kill. Fields was also indicted on 30 counts of hate crime charges. He faces two life sentences if convicted. And finally, said I remember when we used to sit in the government yard in Trenchtown. Some good news to end your week. UNESCO has added reggae to its global cultural heritage list. This means the Jamaican-born genre is a now global treasure which must be protected. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.